out of them. And that's God in the past. Or Emmanuel. With God in Bethlehem of Judea.
Okay.
That's right.
I didn't even know that. I know preachers don't even know that. And they're running stuff up here in your room.
Right.
You understand what we call the Bible? It's just not so. And you won't find no true Jew on earth that believes in Jesus Christ. Now, if you don't learn nothing else, see, you've learned something.
Yes, sir.
You've learned
something today. Mm-hmm. But now, for the sake of imparting to you so you can understand, I'll just go right on. Now we have a book. And a research book. In this book. Now we told you all about that in that book. Romans chapter, you know that.
Okay. Okay. They know better. Now that's an idol from India. That's the Christian. And when the International Council of Churches met in New Delhi, India, they saw those idols. And it comes from India and around through Germany and into the Vatican.
Okay.
And they went back in this book, which we call the Bible, see, and put Jesus Christ all the way through it. No Jew will accept it.
All right.
Now you are told in Isaiah, 8th
chapter, the 21st reading.
Now I have lost the continuity of thought myself.
That's right. Too long.
Now, Isaiah is writing about this. And he's telling what God says. God says for you to go to the law.
And to the testimony.
And to the testimony.
If they speak not according to this word.
If they speak not according to this word.
It is because there is no right in them.
See, you don't know. Now you go back there. Now when you go back to the law and to the prophecy, you won't find Jesus Christ mentioned in it.
Right.
Suppose we do that. You see? Isaiah 7:14.
Therefore. The Lord himself.
The Lord.
What did
you say?
The Lord himself.
Oh no. Now, don't you start no argument with God. You don't start that. No, don't start that stuff here. Therefore, the Lord himself
shall give you a sign.
Shall give you a sign.
Behold,
a virgin
shall conceive.
And bear a son.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
And shall call his name Emmanuel. That's what the law says? Right. That's what you call his name.
That's right.
A virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Emmanuel.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Emmanuel.
What else?
One reason. First.
That. I see what it's saying.
Better eat this thing. Butter and honey shall he eat. And he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good.
Read on.
For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that thou hast forest shall be forsaken of both her kings.
Thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. Now see, now I didn't say that. So don't go running out into that man place. That's what they've been doing all the time. Because I dispute these preachers out there, see.
Now, that's in prophecy, is that right?
Right.
Now then, let's get in what you call the New Testament, which is not.
Now it's in all parts and all Roman Catholic parts. That way. It is not the New Testament. Now if you would look at the New Covenant, look at what God said. God said, Jeremiah
31:31.
I have to mention these things because they can overthrow it.
That's right.
So you're a spirit.
soul is mine.
Right.
God is spirit.
Right.
You understand? Manifesting in this incorporeal, that's the case of this life. You understand?
Right.
And that, then you can see this. So the matter comes from spirit, and that's why you were shaped in form and made like you are.
Yeah.
See?
Right.
You are a part of God, and God is a part of you.
Yeah.
There's no way of escape. There's no getting outside of it. But your consciousness and realization of it, that's something else.
Yeah. That's right. All right.
You
that's
see? Right. You get the point?
Right.
See, Danny, and we live and we move and have our being. David said, if I took the wings of the morning, you see, and flew on beyond the turning of the stars, made my, you understand? If I took the wings of the morning, see, and he flew off, you understand? Penetrated the iron sphere, you understand?
Yes,
the stratosphere, the subtle sphere, the iron sphere, you understand? And then we're all out into the boundlessness of space, where the astronauts have even dared to
travel.
You see what I mean? Do you understand? If I did that, he said, God is there.
Right.
You see? That means I say, well, this world out here is really different. God is there. If I make my bed in hell, he's there.
Mm-hmm.
He saw in that, or in heaven,
things that are just impossible for you to find in lexicographers and ethnologists. You see, a word's a thing to describe to your and to my carnal consciousness what he saw there.
All right.
Didn't make no difference whether he spoke with more tongues than all of you. If they tongue just couldn't tell it.
Right.
You understand? Somebody had to see it. You understand?
Amen.
You see? It had to be revealed. The meaning of anything that you just read in the book had to be revealed. You understand? Now, what did I stop you again for? I haven't marked the continuity of thought. See, more than likely you have, but I haven't. See, because your mind run up on a tangent. See? And you can't follow through. So then what I have to do every once in a while is go back, bring you up to date. See, now we talk about it.
The law
and
the
sin. Right. And I had not had to go over that reason. That Jesus Christ was not mentioned in the law.
That's right.
Right. You see? I don't
agree.
Now, they don't speak like it's mentioned over that, and that's because there's nobody.
Right.
See? Now, that was the idea. There was, and that was God. He said, I'll give you a sign.
Right.
What an Isaiah said he's going
to
give us.
That's right.
Did you see it, Isaiah? All right. He said, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and God shall call his name Emmanuel. You see, now, what I would do, if it was me, in the way I always do, everything God has done, it's me. There's a whole virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and God shall call his name Emmanuel. Wonderful. No, you got out there, you see, say the Roman Catholic, you talk about the mother of God, Jesus being the mother of God. You understand?
Yes.
And you go on from there. That's not the way I do it. You understand? Why does God want to buy me? That you're going to have a bird to bring forth or something.
Mm-hmm.
What's that for? In a third place. A bird, too.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Yes. I'm not disputing with God that he didn't say that, but I want to know why he didn't. Why he didn't. But he gave me an idea. You see how I said I made my own investigation?
Yes.
Now, nurse.
Now, what's it all now?
beginning of this thing.
Right.
You understand? Now we got you up a tree. Both ways. Every kind of way. See, in the beginning of his being. Not the beginning of the creation. Because
right.
I told you he created the incorporeal first. They ain't just
right.
on the shape and form first. And then respected that down in matter.
Right.
In the physical earth.
That's all right.
Is that right?
Right.
You see? And I'm investigating. I told you the fellow here and everything else.
All right.
All right. Now in Maryland, you was reading over there by John on the Isle of Patmos, weren't you?
All right. Well.
Mm-hmm. You see? Now what in the world did he read over that for? What's he reading here again before? You understand? I told you that that God that created the heaven and earth was manifested in a physical body. Is that right?
Right.
Walked around here. See? Now, you can read over that in Matthew 1:21. Now, we went to the law and we found out in the law that his name shall be. You understand? Called Emmanuel. And these names have an interpretation. It means that.
Right.
All right, read in Matthew. Where you read?
Matthew 1:21.
All right, read.
And she shall bring forth his son.
And she shall, for this virgin shall bring forth his son.
And thou shalt call his name Jesus.
And thou shalt call his name Jesus.
For he shall save his people from their sins.
Now, where Jesus means saved. He's translated Greek, and Greek means Jesus means saved. Christ means anointed. You understand? But that's not the reason.
That's
not
right.
What they said.
That's right.
You understand? Let's say, if that's
the
written first in Greek, I beg your pardon, it wasn't no thing.
That's right.
See, everything that we don't handle, you don't realize all this, and we don't handle it. That's the number of profoundness.
Right.
Now, let me show you the colossal stupidity, and that you won't lose the sense. You won't lose the thought, maybe. No. Now God is talking to Israel. That's those days I'll make a new covenant with Israel. Is that right?
Right.
When he spoke in Hebrew. Is that right?
Right.
They had to speak this, because that's what they speak in Hebrew.
Right.
And if God speaks in anything else but Hebrew, they wouldn't understand what he was talking about. Mother wouldn't know.
Right.
Even
right.
the children of Israel.
Right. Right.
And this is the speech. This is the first church. And this is the speaking. God is speaking in church and congregations and the congregations that are around Mount Sinai. God is speaking and says that I'm the Lord thy God that brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. I shall not have no other gods before me. You see what I mean? She put it down right here.
All right.
That's me. That same God that made the new covenant. That made with the house of Israel. I ain't gonna make another covenant without. They're gonna make like the one you made before. You understand? Not what I'm telling you about here. But the people think it's a new testament, it's not a new testament.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. God says then, Jeremiah 31, after those days, into their hearts will I write my law. You understand? I'm going to do that. See, then the devil will come up here twisting and swearing the thing all up. See? Got Matthew writing the New Testament. Mark writing the New Testament. Luke writing the New Testament. Paul writing the New Testament. Now, I don't care who you want to put it to that. Anybody. You see, God said, I'll fast those days, I'll do that.
That's right.
Now, if it was God that wrote, if you understand, the old one, it's God's going to write the new. Now, listen, folks. Listen, I want to tell you how silly it is. Now, if it's God making a new covenant, or God making a first, see, then he's going to do it. And it's the same God that's making a new covenant with strange people.
Now,
you look like a fool talking to them in Greek.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Oh, right. Greek, Hebrew, thinking Greek.
Right.
See, what your trouble is, you don't know the difference between the New Testament and the biography.
That's right.
And the doctrine written by the apostles.
Amen.
You see? Almost everything that you can think of is historical.
Right.
You understand? You see? the name and everything else.
Right. Now look, go back now and read this.
Now that's interpolate. That was not in the original.
That's right.
All right, read.
Now all this was done.
Now all this was done.
And shall bring forth his son.
And shall bring forth his son.
And they shall call his name Emmanuel.
All right. Now what's the interpretation?
Is God with us?
Now you remember I told you God himself was manifested in that body.
All right.
You see? By interpretation. A virgin that brought forth that son. You understand? A virgin. See? To bring forth the son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. Which by interpretation is God with us. The God that made the universe and is so godly is now in the form, taken form of a physical man.
Right.
And Paul is looking at that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself.
Right.
You understand? That's the reason why when he spoke, everything responded.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? Why? Because this is the creator that brought everything into existence. It's manifested in this body. Without controversy, without any argument, without any scientific or philosophical or academic research of any kind, without controversy, without any debate or argumentation, without controversy, where is the mystery of God? God was manifested. Is that right?
Yeah.
Right.
That
version of God, is that right?
You understand? He's talking about a D.D. You understand?
You know, Max Gray did put it in there. I went to Morehouse Theological Seminary. I went to Payne Theological Seminary. I went to Yale. I went to Harvard. I went to Washington. Here is my degree. See, now you're supposed to have said that. This is hard. But when you get in and speak, the manuscript there. I can't penetrate that spiritual realm. You understand? Such a thing. Yes, I've been carnal just like you. All of it has been. That's right. From Adam on down. All is pretty good. That's why I didn't expect to take the new birth. You understand? Nobody got no business running around open and blowing and bragging about something. You know what I'm talking about? Right. Nobody got no preeminence over nobody. Right. All the sin is come short of the glory of God. And you're no smarter than nobody else.
That's right.
God give you a sufficient amount of intelligence to understand it, to comprehend this person.
That's right.
You understand what I'm talking about? You understand?
Yeah.
There's a sentence that the first chapter of St. John. God enlightens every man comes in the world. Right. Give you a sufficient amount of intelligence. You understand? Now, you won't stand for that. Look at the thing as it is.
That is just revealed from God.
And then design. Yeah. Say, for me, it's my fault. I've done my job.
Right.
Yeah. You see what that means? Call his name in man, which is by interpretation God. Now he's been walking around saying, look, I ain't coming my own way. I've come in my father's name. What is your father's name?
Joshua.
Yes, sir. What's your name? Joshua. What's the name of the Holy Ghost? Eloah.
Right.
Hebrew
name.
Right.
Not
Greek.
Right.
And he walks around, and you
But not when he was 12 years old. Then he come back out of Egypt. You understand?
Right.
Ain't that right?
You are just living water.
What glory!
All right.
Look. Look. See, come